This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Lionel's coming up, former prosecutor, syndicate of talk shows, really smart guy. He wants to continue with calls. The number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And Ellen Schroyer, Roger Center, and others with the War Room. Love taking your phone calls. We should do it a lot more. I'll come in and introduce Lionel here in about 6 minutes. But right now, let's go back to calls. Let's talk to Marcus in Texas, then Daryl. Marcus, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I think's going on with this, because you and Zach had talked about the potential for ISIS false flags. And then what does ISIS do? They put out a video, or a little picture, rather, of...
They're going to target CNN, the UN, and yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so, what do all those things have in common too? As well as they are the globalists, they represent the globalists. It's that all info warriors, and believe it or not, there's a lot of mush-minded people who happen to have chosen the right side, but don't really know why or are easily.
It just makes the globalists the good guys.
Right. And it's going to make certain people say, oh, wow, ISIS is sexy. They're already trying to make ISIS sexy. They've been doing it with the Antifa. And it's a stupid move. It's not going to work, especially if we talk about it. But just like Kim had said last week, a caller that called in about how they're trying to confuse people and use you as a litmus test to get everybody, you know, if this is said and then Alex Jones is associated with it, then that topic gets immediately killed and made stupid. But that's not going to work. But as a young black American who's just loves liberty and feels the resurgence of liberty, I can only say that we need to be more like Candace Owens as black people and stand up, because that's what's going to smash the paradigm, as well as white people standing up, because they can say the whole, oh yeah, you're racist if you cheer on something that's being said and you're white. But if you're black like Kanye, and you're black like Candace Owens, and you're black like Tim Black or whatever, there's no way they can.
I was about to say, I don't like racist white people. I don't like racist black people. It's just stupid. Like Kanye West said, he's got a lot of courage that, yeah, it goes on, but it's a system of mental illness that anybody can be part of. It's just dumb. Like, you eat who has good food. I don't care what color they are. You listen to music. Don't care what color they are. You date people. It matters how they are and how they look, not what color they are. And it's just, this whole thing is just stupid and is used to control us. And now the way they threw Kanye West in a mental institution last year for supporting Trump for almost 2 weeks, it just shows that's like Russia used to be 60 years ago. That's not how we're supposed to be. So I admire Kanye West. I'll be honest, I don't cover pop stuff, so I didn't like Kanye because all the Kardashians and all that. But now that I've actually looked into it in the last 2 years, he's got a lot of courage. And so I'm glad he's out there.
Right. I didn't realize until they started to persecute him how he was important and why the Trump movement was for me. Like, I was already on the Trump train, but it only
didn't hang up.
I saw them doing that.
Sorry, Marcus, your phone cut out. Say that again.
I said everything that they've done with Kanye, if anything, woke me up more, and it made me sit there and say, well, yeah, I kind of thought Kanye was stupid running on stage and, you know, getting in front of Taylor Swift and, you know, why is he married to the Kardashians? But then I see him getting.
No, well, later I learned, no, because the MTV fakes the awards. It isn't real, and they just give it to whoever they want. Like, I can't talk about it, but a lot of these reality TV shows and exercise shows and things where they're in the wilderness, somebody else wins, but politically they'll choose who they want to win. So Kanye West said the thought police want to suppress freedom of thought. And so, absolutely, it's very exciting. And I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, too. I guess they're going to call him a white supremacist. What do you think of Tom Arnold telling Candace, you know what?
I mean, I've been to Hollywood. I'm a musician. I went to Hollywood, and I was in the top, you know what I mean, music label that was going to do things. And they sat me down in a room, and they said, look, man, you need to act more black. And I'm like, whoa. So I've been woken up to Hollywood. Tom Arnold. We need, I mean, he, somebody needs to smack him in the back of the head.
Marco, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. I want to finish up with you in the hand of baton, the Lionel. I want to hear about what they sat you down in a room and told you. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
He's a bully and he's a bitch.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
And he can suck my f***.
He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any other f***ing day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Kiss my mother f***ing ass, you bitch, punk, sucker.
What appears to be a water gun, the image of President Donald Trump projected on a whiteboard, art teacher Pale Modi has now been seen by countless viewers across the internet.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. He's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
Pictures and video depicting comedian Kathy Griffin holding the bloody decapitated head of President Trump are no joking matter for the Secret Service.
The rhetoric that has inspired the violence has come from the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
They're involved in the coup, an active attempt to start a bloody civil war. Lionel, former prosecutor, syndicated TV and radio host, has taken over. Always love having him host the show. We're taking some amazing calls and continue with calls on the grab bag of issues that are all over the map. And I'm going to finish with this caller right now, but I wanted to bring this up to him because he's a lawyer. We couldn't believe it. I want to ask you what you think is going on, because I've got a lot of law firms involved in this, some of the top ones in the country, and they've never seen lawsuits this fake filed to obviously get the PR. And to say horrible things in the suit that you can't get away with in public. And so Georgetown contacted the court and my law firm in D.C. and Mark Balin today and said we're withdrawing our lawsuit tomorrow. But we're not stupid. We know they're going to probably refile one. Because we had that press conference a week and a half ago in D.C. and pointed out just all the insanity. I mean, not just typos, but they just say for 70 pages things we never said, which automatically you get a slap back now that Virginia passed last year. So we're predicting they're withdrawing it. There'll be no media coverage and they'll pull out all the defamation and refile it. But now the media outlets that ran with that, unless they run retractions, we've got to reach out to them. We've got to notify all this media. And they have 30 days, depending on the state. They have to retract. But that's an army of our folks that have to contact, you know, hundreds of publications and CNN, you name it, and say, hey, this has been retracted. This isn't true. And they just expect we won't. And I think they're going to refile. But you were a successful prosecutor down in Miami, and you've done your own deal, and, you know, national talk show host. You're a smart guy. Let me ask you before we finish with some calls and you take over. Why do you think they didn't report on us filing countersuit against them a week and a half ago, and now they're withdrawing the Georgetown Charlottesville fake lawsuit where they claim I said some cameraman killed a woman? Never said that. I mean, that's what I mean. My lawyers go, this is like what you'd file to lose a slapback suit. It's like textbook. What do you think's happening? Just arrogance? Or they think, I'm riding around on horses down here, and I'm like, what's that? I never heard of electricity. I mean, what's going on? All these lawsuits are incredibly fake. We've got to fight them. We've got to countersue. But this thing, if you put a quarter in the machine, you sue us, you get this big merry-go-round in the media of lies, they got to pay the piper. I think they're starting to figure that out. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I'm not trying to be coy. I couldn't tell you. I'm not even sure about this. But I got to tell you one thing, Alex. It's never ceased to amaze me how these lawsuits don't even look like lawsuits. Take the one last week that the DNC filed against Russia. I love this one, Russia. Where do you serve Russia anyway? But the lawsuits, the actual cause of action, the complaint is a narrative of a almost like a novel, and then
that's what I said. It's like a screenplay.
What's
so
even
now
better.
You publish your screenplays in court. That's how you publish now.
Well, normally, these complaints are very, very sterile, and they're very precise, they're very surgical. You could say, well, admit or deny, you know. And they're very, very good with citation. The best one, if you can get a hold of this one, remember Alex, it was a Friday afternoon, and the government filed against 13 imaginary, mysterious, I think actual Russian bots. It was a Friday, right at the time that the FBI was coming under tremendous attack for why they didn't follow up.
Sure, we know it's all PR. That's what I'm saying. So if they were, why do they? So it is filed as like a publishing a novel. This is how you publish digital novels now. You sue someone, you defame them, you call it a defamation suit. So how do we respond to this?
Well, but I don't know. And also, the idea of complaints are there to apprise you, you know, notice pleading, to put you on notice. This is what was said. This is why it violates. This is how you frame your response. This is whatever. And we're getting more and more of these. And I'm sorry, I've not read the particular specifics of your case. But in the two that I've mentioned, I read this and I've asked colleagues of mine, I'm saying, have you seen anything like this? You know, what's interesting.
That's
about
what I'm saying. So I'm asking you, what is the lawyer from a prosecutor? Well, that's what my lawyers tell me. They go, this is new. This is like a novel, a screenplay of made up crap. They publish it because it's protected from defamation because it's court. The media is not protected. I don't think they know. Regurgitating, it's not. And then embellishing it. So it's a new level of like leftist insanity or trying to create an alternate dimension. I mean, what is it?
Again, I'm trying not. I don't know what motivates these people, but I do know this. There are strict rules of professional consideration and professional responsibility and rules of ethics that are actionable. Anytime a lawyer signs off on something, you're saying you have good faith in this, and this is actionable. This is based on law. This is based on your good faith belief.
They're officers of the court standing up saying this is bona fide.
Absolutely. And it's also, we have really seen now new ways of using the notion of libel from what it used to be. You know, one of the things that's the most, that is completely missed is simply this. You know, Alex, in the old days, somebody would say, for example, here's the prototypical case. You said something that was a lie. I'm a business owner. You made a statement of fact, not an opinion, nothing that was protected. And based upon this erroneous statement of fact, I lost my business. I lost my customers. Nobody can. I suffered economic damages. I can show you. I suffered from what you said. You said this, and it's not true. That's the prototypical, classic, quintessential libel. You made a statement of fact that turned out not to be true. Today, it's kind of morphed into hurt my feelings or said something which in a court of public opinion may be shocking, but not is necessarily actionable. The best one, I think, is how sometimes people claim they were even damaged. You know, you can't rob somebody when they're asleep. You have to be awake to show fear. There's certain things you have to know about. So if somebody says, hey, by the way, did you hear what this guy said about you in Wyoming? No. How do you prove damages?
I was about to say, they bring up these made-up cases that no one ever heard of to say I'm doing bad things to people, and they're the ones publishing the BS that I didn't say. They say, you defame somebody, they put out the lie I didn't say, and then say, I'm liable because the mainstream media just put the lie out. This is like next-level insanity. You know what the saying is? Those that gods will destroy, they first make mad. I think this is the beginning of the end of the legal profession, as we've known. I mean, I believe they're committing political suicide.
And even though, aside from the fact that this is, and I think people sometimes mistake the anger, the frustration, the money, I'm sure you could be using a lot of your resources in far smarter ways and hiring lawyers, whatever the arrangement is. But here's the irony, though. I don't want to bring up Nietzsche, but what does not destroy you makes you stronger. You are basically providing a platform and in a strange, almost a backwards way, validating the veracity of what you're saying by giving you the platform. Because if you said something which was totally insane, assuming you said it, but that was absolutely baseless, who would bother? It's like you only take flack when you're over the target. In a strange way, in a reverse way of psychologizing, if you will, if that's a word, you're actually validating.
No, you were saying they're not thinking past one step. They don't get to fight these cases. Why are they elevating us? What? All this, exactly. You're going to take over. A great caller, Marcos, has more to say if you go to him. I'm going to let you take over all these great callers, Daryl, John, Carlos, Pastor Sam, Austin, Catherine. It's the great Lionel of Lionel Media with you right now. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Follow Lionel at Twitter at Lionel Media and LionelMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Elena, with you sitting in for Alex Jones. So glad to be here. I want to get down to business. We've got so much to talk about. I've been thinking, which is a dangerous thing, and one of the worst parts about this is, what am I going to talk about? There's 25 million things. So in no particular order, in no particular sense of what's important and what's not, let me tell you what's really getting me charged up. Do you know what last night opened? Let me try this in English. You know what opened last night? There we go, on Broadway. Do you know what it was that absolutely has taken Broadway by storm? Do you have any idea? Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Now, I will tell you this much. I am not familiar with a lot of Harry Potter. I know who he is. I know what it is. The story, that is. But what is it about? And I got to give you a lot of provisos here. I don't believe in black magic. I don't believe in any of this stuff. I'm sorry. Just point of complete disclosure. I'm irreligious. I don't speak God and I don't speak French. I'm not saying the French people don't exist just because I don't understand what they're saying. And I'm not saying there's no religion because I don't understand it. But I'm not into any of that stuff, no matter what. So I don't react in horror from that point of view. But isn't it funny that right now, as this world, this society of ours, is being so contaminated by the rank, the fetid, the feculent, the rancid world of sex trafficking, sex abuse, human trafficking, cults, and the like, by virtue of people who believe in symbology and letting you know everything that they do with hand signals and Instagrams. What is going on here? Do you think that's interesting? I think it is. I just want to give you that. Park it over there. Just make you say, for no particular reason, and say, that's odd. Now, I think it's terrific. People can see whatever they want. I don't care about it. But just think, wizards, warlocks, magic spells, the occult, whatever. Does that scare you? Does that frighten you? Maybe, maybe not. But isn't that interesting? Because you know, the more that I think we as humans elevate beyond that, the more I say, or I see, that we've never really evolved, that we've been like this since we first crawled out of the ooze. And we have looked at symbology, and we have looked at ways to change our environment, locus of control. We've tried potions and talismans, and we've tried everything from rain dancing to, and we do it right now with weather manipulation. We're trying through either extracurricular, through religion, through what have you. But isn't that funny that people are going to be applauding and lauding and heralding what is basically the occult, one could say? Think about that one. Let that sink in. Next, I've got to tell you this much. This amazes me because you got to look at things the way I do. I look at it, I'm thinking, okay, this is interesting. California is most probably going to pass a bill. Governor Moonbeam is going to pass a bill against conversion therapy because they believe that conversion therapy is a fraud. They believe that the idea of taking somebody who is gay and changing them or converting them is a fraud, that it's wrong, and it harms people. And you know what? I would probably say you're absolutely right. I think that is specious, being able to convert somebody, right? Where in the heck would somebody get that crazy idea that you could, what, just decide one day, yeah, I'll go to the doctor and he'll convert me, as though sexual behavior is malleable and protean, that you can decide, that it's fluid, that one can have gender wait a minute. Isn't that what we're told? Hold it. Wait a minute. If we are born, I guess, or if we can select, are we born bisexual? Are we born gender nebulous? Sexual orientationless? What does this mean? How can someone say this conversion therapy does wrong? And I probably agree with you. It could just ruin somebody by making them be straight when they're gay. Or I guess somebody could go in and have the opposite. I wonder if California would mind if somebody said, no, I want to be gay. They might say, no, wait a minute. That's not the same, whatever. But do you see the following problems with this? Number one, we're told that there is no such thing as gender. We're told that there's no such thing as sexual orientation. And also, what do you mean that a type of psychological treatment is a fraud? What do you mean there's no basis for it? You've been telling kids they have ADD and ADHD, which they may or may not have, and other people have said, I don't think so. You have absolutely narcotized generations based upon things in the DSM and DSM-5 that you've made up on the spot. Now, why can't I call that a fraud? And furthermore, if there is somebody whose faith is such that they believe that you can, through prayer or divination or whatever the heck you want, that you can change sexual orientation through prayer and the like, which might fall under the rubric of this conversion therapy, then why? Pray tell, why is that wrong? Isn't that their First Amendment right to believe in this? This is one of the dangerous, but the most dangerous laws that people are applauding, but they haven't thought about it. They can give your kids vaccines. They can give your kids psychotropic medication to change their ability to think and process through ADHD. They can do so because somebody has said this is a fraud. Are they going to do astrology next? No. Wait a minute. Here in New York, on every corner, there's either a bank, a nail salon, or an astrologer. There's astrology all over the place. Get your palm read in tarot cards. Are we going to pass a law that says that's fraudulent? Of course not. I'm not saying it is. I don't particularly believe in it. I'm not much of a believer, despite what the monkeys may have intoned. But is that not for me to decide? How is it that in this particular case, the government of California decides we are going to impart our wisdom on a particular modality, on a particular type of therapy, on a particular way of thinking regarding a particular situation, that they believe, these conversion folks, that they can change behavior, when by the same token, every other story tells you not only can you change on your own, that gender and sexual orientation is fluid, but that you were born with the blank slate, the tabula rasa. Look at laws carefully. Look at the news carefully and peel back the layers of the onion and look and see for yourself. Does this make any sense to you? You can't have it both ways. Now, I want to talk about some other aspects of it. I want to talk about lawsuits, this DNC insanity against Russia. We're going to be talking also about no gas in Syria and how apparently a lot of people in this administration have looked the other way. Our number, for those of you so inclined, is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. We have more coming up. Lionel with you. Glad to be here. I want to hear from you. Truly. Stay tuned.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
How about you line it with you? Jerry Rafferty there. Remember that one? Is that Baker Street? That's during my time. And you all be here for two more minutes until the top of the hour. I want to do one more thing, then I'll take your calls. I mentioned this Harry Potter story, which I just find so interesting because I'm thinking to myself, this is the occult. Well, no, it's not the occult. In case you just tuned in, last night, Harry Potter opened on Broadway, and they're going nuts with this. This is the biggest thing, the biggest crazy thing. Because most Broadway shows are a bomb. Nobody makes any money. They fall. But this is going to go on for 10 years. This is big. Now, I'm thinking, does anybody know what this is? Now, recently,
I don't know if you have been, if you're like me, I know that you're, Alex has followed the great Zach, and I'm a QAnon addict, and I don't know why, I'm just losing my mind. I'm getting these coded messages. They just dropped, we got new news here. I'm looking at this, and I'm being deluged with this notion of evil. And what's interesting as well is that we've been having here in New York more talks about sex rings, sex slaves, human trafficking, left and right. And I'm thinking to myself, you know why this is? They're habituating you to the idea of this so that when this breaks, especially when somebody big breaks, when somebody is involved in this, because you've been getting little breadcrumbs, as they say, little hints here and there. You've mentioned Epstein and the island and the Legal Express, and this one's traveling on the plane, and this one, and then we have this actress, Allison Mack, and she's arrested, and pretty soon you're becoming more and more acclimated, habituated, where stimuli that are not novel, you get used to, like when you put on a watch for the first time, it's kind of clunky and heavy, but then you become used to it. It doesn't seem clunky anymore. You're habituated to it. Well, that's what you're being hit with, because when you find out one day when this thing blows and you're going to see a veritable who's who of who's been involved in this. But I want to bring in that Harry Potter. You know, there's a group of people out there in the world that is so evil, so medieval, so horrible. You got to ask yourself, what is evil? I don't want to get too philosophical right now, but I've been in the business of the legal biz for a long time, and I've seen some bad people. And for the most part, the people that I've seen in the criminal justice system, I would not call them evil. I call them opportunistic, stupid, desperate, dumb, momentary lapses of any kind of control, but not evil. Because what is evil? Evil is this systematic, targeted sense, the victimization of human beings for the sake of the horror. And Philip Zimbardo, who did go back to the Stanford prison experiment, what that was about in 1970. Stanley Milgram in the Milgram experiment, remember the shock test in 1960. How is it that people become a part of this? How is it that seemingly rational people grow up and find themselves in these sick covens that we're looking at? And most people are doing everything in their power to look the other way, to say this is exaggerated. This is some tinfoil hat. And by the way, it's not tinfoil, it's aluminum. We haven't worn tin in years. Like the great Gore Vidal, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy analyst. But right now, I'm looking at this notion of evil. We're seeing more Luciferian, Satanist, William Friedkin is talking about exorcism. He's talking about the Catholic Church and actually filming exorcisms in the devil. Remember Lucifer from the Latin, Lux, Lucis, light, giver of light, the morning star from Venus. All of this stuff right now is reminding us that what we have lived with for generations, for epochs, for eons, the notion of evil and the occult, Harry Potter, mysticism, warlocks and wizards, and it's real. This stuff is not, there are people who, as this particular shows, there are people who are now espousing connectivity to this. And let me also throw in a couple of things to really make this even more frightening. Number one, there is a psychology that is involved here. This is one of the things that fascinates me. Mob psychology. Gustav Le Bon did about mobocracies and mob psychology, throngs, groups, hassles, riots, people who coalesce together, sometimes to do good. When complete strangers run out of offices to pick up a car that's flipped over on some innocent person, sometimes we see human beings coalescing in this beautiful, this synergy of good. Well, we're not talking about that, but autocracies, mob rule, crazed rule, cults. How is it that seemingly normal people would say, brand me? How is it that they can be involved in something where all of their natural indications, all of the alarm systems which they would normally employ that would be on red alert whenever there would be indications or indicia of this involving sex and children. And how horrible is this? This world, and I know it's a minority of cases. I'm not saying that the whole world is contaminated and fetid, but look at what we're looking at right now. And what opened last night? Harry Potter. We have this love affair, this kind of a drive-by conversance with who these people are. Let me tell you something. You are capable of evil. Anybody is capable of evil. Your children, your family, if not watched, if not supervised, if the right situational dynamics happen, you could find yourself, unfortunately, in that situation. And I know it's horrible to say, but in any event, let's go to the phones, shall we? At 8, what's the number? It'd be nice if I had it. 877-789-2559. Let's go to... there's so many great ones. How about Pastor Sam in Oklahoma? You're on the Alex Jones Show with Lionel.
Hi, Lionel. Thank you for taking my call. There's a legal case I'm following very closely. It is in the federal court of Brownsville, Texas. And, in fact, the governor, Tomas Yarrington, is on the stand right now as we speak on this very day in Brownsville, Texas. This is a case that's received almost zero good investigative reporting, but it's important because Tomas Yarrington was very good friends with Rick Perry and with
Well, what is the case about, Pastor Sam? What is the case about exactly? Very, very quickly, succinctly. We don't know as much as you do, obviously.
Yes, sir. The case is about the accusation that Tomas Yarrington was supporting the drug cartels and that he was taking money and laundering money for them, things that we know that Bill Clinton did and things that we know that Bush Sr. CIA did all over the world. But this man, as a very viable presidential candidate in the last election, as his candidacy was rising, this accusation came, and it came out of the United States, out of the San Antonio Federal District Court and the DEA. So after 5 years of hiding, he has been arrested in Italy, been in custody for a year, and just was extradited to the USA on Friday last after close of business. And today he's in federal court in Brownsville, Texas.
Pastor Sam, I want to thank you for your call. We are certainly going to be looking at that one because I find that, you know, one of the things which I always caution folks would be very, very careful when you put people on the stand, when you find yourself in the position of wanting to charge somebody with something, because oftentimes, they can take the stand and say, you know what, I'll testify, but to a lot more than you had in mind. I always wanted to see what would happen if when Manuel Noriega, remember Garra de Piña, Pineapple Face, remember that? I always wanted to see, what would he possibly testify to and the like? We'll go on more and more. We're going to talk about this DNC ridiculous lawsuit that's coming up. Our number 877-877, yes. That's it. Just 877-789-2539. Lionel with you, sitting in on InfoWars. Thanks to Alex Jones. We have more coming up, so stay tuned and pay attention.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
All righty, Lionel with you on InfoWars. I want to thank Alex Jones for allowing me the opportunity to be with you. I want to finish up with a couple of ideas, a couple of thoughts before we forget this whole thing. First, as you know, this insane lawsuit last week, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, and why they did it, I have not the foggiest idea, where the DNC is filing lawsuits against Russia, the GRU, the FSB, Jared Kushner, the Trump campaign, everybody except Donald Trump. Now, this is the best part. When you do this, can you imagine the counterclaims, the cross claims, the third party actions, the interveners, and all of this complex litigation where somebody then involves themselves in discovery? Hey, DNC, I'm one of the defendants. I want to see them there. Servers that Hillary bleached, dried, or bleached, whatever they call them, stonewashed her. I want to do that one. I want to talk about the Seth Rich thing. What? I want to talk about Seth Rich. Why? Because I believe, in my defense, that the reason for this is that
It's actually, you didn't lose because of any kind of contamination or collusion, which, by the way, is not a law. There is no law. There is nothing in Title 18 or anything called collusion. I don't know where this comes from. People just, I guess they just use it. It's like sometimes people will say, and he was found guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's like, what? Anywho, if somebody were to say, I want to pursue this particular theory, that it was not Trump per se, but maybe Seth Rich might have been the source of this particular thumb drive to Julian Assange, and I want information on that. And I also want, in the course of this, I want to subpoena and depose Anthony Weiner, and I want to find out who has that laptop. And you might say, wait a minute, where were you going with this? To defend my case. You've opened the door. You've opened it all. You have to give me the opportunity to exhaust and to explore every conceivable defense that I have. And if I file a counterclaim, then I can also seek discovery. This is going to go on forever. What motivated these people? I have no idea. By the way, do you believe in numerology? Here's one for you. The number 531. What is 531? Today is the 531st day, I believe, since the election of 2016. And in that time, the Democratic Party has come up with not a platform, a vision, an idea, anything, nothing. The beginning and the end, the alpha and the omega of their particular idea is that they don't like Trump. They don't want Trump. They are not a part of Trump. They are not a big Trump fan. I got it, and that's wonderful. Good for them. What does that mean? Imagine going to a restaurant. Welcome to not McDonald's. What do you have? I don't know, but we're not McDonald's. I'd like to order something. It doesn't matter. Just anything. Well, yes, I understand that. But what do you have? Anything that it makes no sense. Now, let me bring you up to speed on this one. Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn is being asked to stump in Montana during a race. Mike Flynn, if he does not have his, if he does not withdraw a plea, and I'll explain this in a moment. If he does not withdraw his plea, I don't know when one should. Right now, if you think about this, Mr. Mueller, who I have heard from friends of mine in the business, friends of mine, people who have been in the government, in the DOJ, those who have really know what they're talking about, have held him to the highest of esteem. And he must think to himself, how did this happen? This is my legacy. This is it. He's no Comey. Put Comey over here. And by the by, America has the attention span of a gnat. Remember Michael Wolff? Remember Wolf? Remember that one, the book, The Fire and the Fury in This? Anybody remember that one? It was on every show, every day, on MSDNC, on CNN, on everything. Michael Wolff, this is going to end the Trump administration as you know it. Now, it's in the bargain bin, nobody cares. Then Stormy Daniels. What was that about? Who knows? Gone. Once they use you. Once they desiccate you, once they suck out of you any relevance or importance that they will use as a foil against Trump, they discard you. So now we have Comey. Comey goes out and he decides that he is going to literally bore the hell out of humanity with this horrible rendition of something which theoretically employs, I guess, something called entertainment. This is a guy who was worse than anything you can imagine. I have a personal theory that James Comey could reduce the teen pregnancy levels by explaining the sex act in detail. After 5 minutes of him explaining how intromission takes place, nobody would want to do it. He couldn't lure me out of a burning building. This disaster, this horrible disaster of a human being. So that's that. So anyway, Mueller, who was, from what people tell me, a good guy, a stand-up fellow, has indicted, let's see. First, it was Manafort and Gates in activities that predate and antedate this presidency, number one. Then there were the 13 Russian bots, people we don't know who they were. It was on that Friday, right at the time when people were screaming and yelling at the FBI for not having done something to respond to the Parkland shooter before he became the Parkland shooter. Then, of course, there's Papadopoulos Ben Flynn. Now, why are their cases important? They pled guilty to lying to the federal government. 18 U.S.C. 1001. The basic, you lied to somebody. Remember, Martha Stewart was never prosecuted for insider trading. She basically lied to the FBI. And why her lawyer let her speak with anyone, I'll never know. But that's for another show. So your two main witnesses, your two government witnesses, have pled guilty to lying to the government. Remember, this is different than Sammy the Bull. Sammy the Bull, Vinnie Teresa, Joe Valachi. You're a killer. Yes. You pled guilty to killing. Yes. You killed on behalf of this mafia don. Yes. That's one thing. Why? Because only the killer would know this. Only the killer who's involved in contract killings would understand this level of organization that he does. Instead, we have this. State your name for the record. General Mike Flynn, you were fired for, what was that again? Oh, yes, lying. You lied to Vice President Pence. Yes, I did. And you were pled guilty to, what was that again? Oh, yes, lying. You lied to the federal government. And you admitted under oath to lying. So you lied to Vice President Pence. You lied to the federal government. But you're not lying now, right? And how do we know you're not lying? Do you give us a kind of a signal? Now, I'm not trying to make him out to be a bad guy. I am saying that when your chief witness, your main guy, your Joe Valachi, your Sammy the Bull, you got him on lying at Papadopoulos, who even knows what he's about? So Mueller right now is thinking, what do I do? What do I do? And then when he heard Friday, the DNC did what? They're doing this now? Because imagine the cross claims and the discovery in this. Look, it comes down to simply this. There is a move on this, on the part of, you can call them the deep state, shadow government, intel state, police state, whatever these people are, to get to subvert, to reverse basically the franchise. This is a palace coup in action. You are seeing this unraveling. You are seeing also, and I want to leave you with this, and I want to say, if there is one thing that I want to see Holly Weird and Pedowood destroyed. As a great Frank Zappa said, and I will paraphrase, Hollywood is the entertainment arm of the Pentagon. If you can bring down Hollywood, if you can bring these folks down, in addition to the aforementioned, if you can go, remember, this is the feeder system for funding, for contributions, for spreading the meme, and that also includes the Ted Baxter sock puppet media as well. When you see this crumble and be destroyed, which I hope you will see soon, you will see one of the greatest gifts that this administration will give this proud republic. The ruination, the end, the finale, the valedictory of this rancid deep state cabal. Thank you so, so very much. I believe this is it. It is a pleasure to be with you. Alex Jones, thank you for all you do. Lionel with you. Proud to be here. Comment.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.